Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Uber has some big plans for the future. I mean, it's been all over the country in recent years. Now they're planning on launching an Uber Air service. Yeah, Uber and NASA are working on a sky traffic management system. They're planning to introduce a flying taxi fleet known as Uber Air. What they're going to do, they're going to demonstrate this in Los Angeles and Dallas in 2020. So just a couple of years from now. And who knows when these things will really take off, no pun intended, as a regular service. But supposedly these flying cars can travel 60 miles on one charge, and they can be recharged in just 4 minutes. That's kind of cool. So, but I got to wonder, okay, well, first of all, they have a sort of a promotional video that they're doing for this. And I took a look, and calling it a flying car is a bit of a stretch. It's almost like a helicopter plane hybrid is what it is. I mean, it looks cool. It's very futuristic. You look at it and everything. But here are my questions for this. Number one, who's going to be flying this? Because, you know, as Uber, the owner of the car drives it, and you're putting your life in their hands. But you assume, okay, well, Uber has taken care of the background checks and everything like that. Or so we're told anyway. All right, I get that. But, I mean, you know, you assume they're kind of safe. But who in the world is flying these quote-unquote flying cars? Is it the owner of the thing, or is there some sort of special fleet of trained pilots that they have to do this? Now, I don't even know if they've addressed those questions yet. They probably haven't. But then here's the thing that really got my attention with this promotional video that Uber has for their Uber Air service. Supposedly, you know, you walk into whatever the central location is where the flight, quote-unquote, will be taking off, and you got, you know, your smiling agents, and they're wearing headsets and goggles and Uber-branded vests and everything. They lead this woman in particular that they use in the video over to the flight, but before they do, she gets weighed. Wait, what? Yes. She gets weighed just to make sure she's not a bit too portly for the flight. Well, I'm saying because there are weight concerns and restrictions and limitations on these lightweight aircraft. So, I'm just saying, your Aunt Rose is not going to be able to make the trip on Uber Air. Oh, yeah, yeah. I can see all kinds of problems with this. I don't know. As soon as you start talking about weighing and scales and everything, it creates a whole nother discussion. But anyway, there you go. Uber Air, they're going to give it a shot anyway. 2020, they're going to be testing them in Los Angeles and Dallas. Should be interesting. Although, I got to say, if they're using these plane helicopter hybrids, calling them flying cars, whatever, where are the rest of our flying cars? I'm still waiting for my Jetsons moment, okay? I've been promised these things for 50 years, and I'm still waiting.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.